Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I am so excited because we're about to have an awesome show tonight. Tonight we're talking about how getting involved in local plays could increase your exposure. But before we go into the topic, let's go to the throne first. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to allow us to express ourselves collectively once again as a community. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, that they can get from this program something from it that they can take back into the marketplace so they can help take care of their families, take care of anything that all the responsibilities that they so desire to do. Lord, we ask that you bless them and make this a mission of operation for them. Let this be their job, because this is what they want to do. They so desire to be a part of this thing. But, Lord, please let them not forget who have given them the gift and who's making the blessings possible. Thank you. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. All right, guys, I could just tell you like this. It's a little, we're cut from a different cloth. I'm a Christian personally doing hip-hop. This is our program that we plan to go forward with into this hip-hop industry. But I pray. I'm not forcing religion on you or what my concept of religion on you, but it's just something that I feel that is due to the one that who created us. So if during that time while we're praying, you can just take a moment of silence and do whatever you have to do if that's not your thing. But I do encourage you to use it. Anyway, tonight we're talking about how getting involved in a local plays could increase your exposure. Well, let's talk about some of the things. It doesn't matter if you are a music artist. It doesn't matter if you're an actor. It doesn't matter if you're a musician, a rapper, singer, a technician for being able to do some of the lighting and stuff on stage. It all plays a part of the big picture, and that's entertainment. Tonight, we're going to get into that. So definitely, y'all stay locked and loaded. Anybody who want to participate in the topic, press the number 1 if you have called in by phone. And if you have not and you're listening in by computer or anything, you can call in at 213-559-2995. Again, the number is 213-559-2995. We'd love to hear from you. Well, we're going to go into the topic. I got one of my guests here. Actually, I got a few of the guests here. We have Shanteria. Shanteria on deck. Shanteria, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please tell us who you are,
so
what it is that you do, and where you're calling in from.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shantaria Franklin, and I'm calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm currently an actress. I model. I praise dance. I speak. And I do a little bit of everything, so I'm well diverse.
I love it. I love it. What a great opening. All right. So tell me this. You say you do a little bit of acting. You do modeling. And could you expand a little bit more? Because, I got to write down these points. What did you say? You said acting, modeling, and what else? You do praise dance, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And public speaking,
teaching. I do a little bit of everything.
All right. The reason why I'm asking these questions is because it sounds like you've created diversity in your arts, in the things that you choose to do to take into the entertainment world. And I'm going to tell you the common ground that we all have together, it doesn't matter if you're a rapper, singer, actor, model, this one common, a musician, this is the common ground that we all have together. We all stand in front of a stage, in front of people. Therefore, what comes into play is often, a lot of times, is anxiety. Your adrenaline start to rush. You start to get a little fear, and you have to face that public. And then you're worried about making a mistake. All of those, that's the common ground that we all share. And we're going to get into that tonight. All right? But before we go into that, let's bring on Kano the Great. Kano the Great, welcome to Hip Hop National, sir.
How you doing this evening? Kano the Great here. Nice to meet everyone.
All right.
This is going to be a good topic tonight. Yes, sir.
What is it that you do?
Me personally, I songwrite, I produce, I make music. I just love any type of entertainment. And I would like to advance my field and get in a play. That sounds like a good topic. I mean, I really like that. I mean, because that is something to push yourself outside your own boundaries to, you know, gain publicity by doing something other than what you normally do.
Wow.
So I think
that's
topic.
Stepping outside the box, man.
Yes, sir.
To hear that. That's the kind of stuff that I like to hear. Stepping outside of the box, outside of who you think you are. All right. We're going to go to Rodolph. Rodolph, welcome to Hip Hop National once again, brother.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Raw Dog. Let me tell you what I do. I'm a producer. I'm a comedian. And, hey, let me tell a joke. There was a guy that went to the doctor. No, never mind. We won't do that right now. This is a very interesting subject. And I think that, you know, that all the young people should listen to it because you've got to cultivate your talents. You've got, you know, part of being on stage and performing is acting. You know, whether you think so or not, it's part of the persona. You know, there's a character that you become when you go on stage. And a play, yeah, that would help you to understand. You know, there's a person that wakes up in the morning and there's a person that can do a job in front of the people entertaining them, you know. And a lot of the great artists have done that. So, you know, to be multi-talented and have many directions to take your talents to, you know, this is what it's about, entertaining, you know. So I'm ready, and let's hash this one up.
All right. Once again, for those who just calling in, joining us now, please press the number 1 if you intend to engage into this conversation tonight. For those who called in, for those who are listening in by computer or any other device, we welcome you to join us. You go to 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. Shantaria. Okay. Now, I'm coming to you first because I know about your part of the play that's impacting our community here in South Florida. Could you tell us a mm-hmm. little bit about your role in this play, what you're doing, and how did you get involved?
Actually, this is my second play with H. Wells Production. The play that we are currently doing, Why Am I Still Single, which we will be doing that on November 24th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts Center. And I play the role of Vanessa. Vanessa has two different personalities, but what she's trying to do is keep a secret from her friend. Will this secret be revealed? You know, on November 24th.
All right. That's keeping it short and brief. Now, my question for you is, you said you did two shows with them. Were you in Side Effects?
Yes, I was.
What role
yes,
did
I was
you
in.
Play
excuse me?
Tell us a little bit about Side Effects.
Oh, Side Effects. I mean, that was an awesome production. We still traveling with that play. And that play was dealing with a young lady by the name of Agnes. Agnes, she was getting ready to get engaged, but somehow a secret was revealed again, and it caused her to, you know, things that she's been going through in the past, it caused those things to trigger. And she ended up being diagnosed with bipolar. I mean, it was such an amazing production, and I think so many people would get touched, healed. I mean, it's very funny. It's such an awesome production, and I really encourage you all to see that play as well. That was my first play that I did with AJ Wells
Production. I'm a witness of the play. I'm a witness of the play. I saw it. Awesome play.
It was awesome. Yes, it was.
It was awesome. And dynamic.
Yes.
My
and
question
I'm
for
just
you,
feeling
what was your role?
How it turned out.
What was your role?
I played the role of Rebecca.
And Rebecca, what
I played Rebecca inside of it. And Rebecca, I played the best friend to the character Agnes. I also was a mother, wife in the play.
Yeah, I saw you.
But
I,
my
saw,
husband
I actually saw you. I remember.
Yes.
Okay. Now my question is, okay, I got a little chance to talk with you before the show. You're not a singer,
no.
But you do dance. You do praise dance.
Yes, I praise dance.
Uh-huh.
I model.
And you're a public figure, model.
Yes.
So why is it that you take on a stage play? Evidently, you know how to act. But do you see this expanding on the other things that you do as well as far as exposure?
Definitely, because I think they work together. I think they, you know, everything is pretty much, you know, in the entertainment industry. So if I'm going out to speak at an event, you know, I'm still branding myself as Shantiria, the model, the actress, the public speaker.
Ooh, you used my favorite word. You just said brand.
Yes. So it's like, you know,
yes.
I may not be able to go and do a, I may not be able to speak at a fashion show, but you see me on the stage modeling. So I'm getting exposure there. So I try to put my hands in a lot of different things to try to get myself out there. And, you know, it's working. It's been working even on social media. I'm all over social media, you know, just letting people know this is what I do. I volunteer a lot. I'm honing my craft. I'm studying. I'm doing everything to try to really get me out there. So that's why I just encourage everyone to do. Just you have to believe in yourself and have to have faith. And I do nothing without God. All I do, I put him first, and he just take off with it. So...
Oh, man, I love it. You stay tuned, okay? We got to bring in Sister Watermelon. Yeah, second time on the show. Sister Watermelon, welcome to Hip Hop National once again.
Hello, hello.
Sister Watermelon, tell us a little bit about you, what it is that you do, and where you calling in from.
Can you repeat that for me?
Tell us a little bit about you, what it is that you do, and where you're calling in from.
Well, I am the one and only Sister Watermelon. I am a Christian comedian slash actress slash multi-personalities. I do multi-things. And I currently just enrolled in minister training classes, so I'm pretty much out there doing different things. Also, like Shateria said, that I'm branding myself, and I'm dipping my hands in anything that I can do. And I'm from Hollywood, Florida.
And you're calling from Hollywood, Florida. From my understanding, you are not a singer, correct? Or are you?
No, I am not a singer. I can try, but I'm not a singer.
Are you a rapper?
I try to do my own. I can rap a little bit, but that ain't a gift. It's not my gift.
All right. I got a question for you. And then I'm going to go around the panel, and I want to find out about everybody who's participating tonight, their talents. And how they see that if they got an opportunity like you guys are doing right now, how it can all fit into what you are trying to do in branding yourself. You guys said the key words for me tonight, because literally that's what it's about. It's about branding who you are, not only branding but expanding on your horizon and finding and discovering new components of you. That's what this is about. That's what tonight's topic is about, even though we're talking about plays, but we're talking about increasing your exposure. That when you increase your exposure, you increase your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, you expand and increase your horizon. Yes, this is Hip Hop National. People are probably saying to themselves, oh, man, I'm a little confused what they're talking about. But Hip Hop National is a marketing firm. We help you present a professional portfolio to present in the inside circle of the music business. That's what it's about. So understanding the different facets of who you are is very important to us, so we can help you take your career a step further. So thank you guys for being a part of us tonight. That's very important to us. Okay. Now, Sister Watermelon, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with you. When did you first discover that you were talented in this area in acting? Or was that the first discovery that you had? Was it the comedian inside of you? Was it the multi-personality that you're faced with? What is it that made you say, I should venture into acting? Or was it something just a natural role for you? You have the floor.
Well, I started acting when I was in high school, and I always noticed that was something in that area that I always wanted to do. I think I was born acting because I was always into everything. I always liked it, to be in the little church skits and anything that I could put myself in, I was always in it, because I always enjoyed acting. That was something that, but I can honestly say that when I was really birthed, and Sister Watermelon was at a church comedy show, and that's what got me out there, and ever since I've been doing acting and comedy. That's just me.
Okay. Now, the reason why I ask you this is because I'm sure we got some rappers and some singers sitting back and say, well, I can't act. And I can say to you, you can probably act, because if you can lie, don't get me wrong, I'm not calling you guys liars, so don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But if you can lie, you can act. And
take
when,
one
and
no
it
one.
It starts when we're children. It starts when we're children. We stick our hand in the cookie jar and we say, Mom say, did you eat the cookies? You say, it wasn't me. The thing it is, we get a little confused to what acting really is, and at that point in time, you don't realize that you had to go into role, and put that in front of your mom and say, it wasn't me, even though you know you did it. In all reality, it's when the spotlight is turned on to us where we get confused, and then we no longer can do what comes natural. We act
Can
every
I ask
day.
A question? How do you make that work when you're an only child and the cookies are missing and you say, no, it wasn't me? I ran into that situation being an only child.
All I can say is you better pray.
And I did. It did not work.
It don't work. All right. We're going to go around and we're going to go to Kano. Kano, when was it that you first discovered that you knew how to play an instrument, that you could produce, that you could rap, sing, or whatever, and write, and was a songwriter?
That would go back to when I first got my first little Casio piano. Because I used to just sit there. I didn't have anything but just that thing there. And I just sat there and just played melodies. You know what I'm saying? I could feel it in my fingers. And then, you know, that was the first experience. But then overall, I just have an overall joy for music. I just love music. Me and my sister, when we were young, we used to sing. One of our favorite songs we used to sing was like Lean On Me. We used to, you know, go on my mom's records and put them on and spin them and listen to them. That was when I first started to develop a passion for music. And then as I got older and I got my, you know, I started getting more into music because I was like, hey, I can do this. So that's when I really started to really dive into it. And I think with plays and acting and stuff, that plays a big, important role because I do like to, I would like to perform comedy, you know what I'm saying? I like to write. So I would like to do comedy, and I wouldn't mind being an actor. I wouldn't mind being in a play or being in a movie. That's one of the things I aspire to. You know, I would just like to be an entertainer. So not just on the music side, but if I, you know, if the opportunity presented itself, I wouldn't mind being in the play. Or, because a lot of that correlates together. As a musician, you know, it's about memory and retention as far as when you're writing a song, be able to remember it. And the same is said for plays and acting. You have to read a script and be able to perform that. So they're both pretty much, they pretty much come from the same place in the sense of as far as memorization, retention, and being able to just perform. Because you can rap all day, but if you don't have a delivery, you know, as far as with your style, you know what I'm saying? It just sounds like you're talking. And the same is with acting where, you know, you have to, you know, certain points you might have to become angry or you have to cry. So you have to put emotion in it. And I think this is the basic principle of all that's combined together is just the emotion that you put into whatever you do. So that's what I, you know, that's my grip of it.
All right. Well, and now I'm going to go to Shanteria. Shanteria, when did you first discover that you knew this was your talent, this was your gift, and you needed to explore it? You now have the floor.
I think I was maybe about 6 or 7 years old. I received a business card, a postcard regarding modeling. And it's like as soon as I saw that card, it was like my spirit we just connected like right then and there. And then from that point on, you know, in middle school and high school, I was in a band, drill team, flat. So I was always entertaining. Since I was a little girl, I was into everything. So that's when it first started and, you know, to now, I'm still, that's what makes me happy. I feel satisfied. I feel like, you know, free when I'm doing these things. So that's when it started, when I was a little girl.
All right. And Raw Dog, when did you first discover that you was an instrumentalist, a comedian, all of that stuff? When did it come into play for you?
Well, it came by way of that my parents and music. They always played music, and I told my father I wanted to play saxophone, and he bought it for me, and I tried to play it, and it sounded like crap. Well, that's when the comedian side started, because of the fact, one, that I tried every way to quit, and he delivered the quote of, I don't go to work to waste my money, and you're going to learn to play. Well, okay, that's the way the music started. But it actually, it transformed. The first standing ovation when I put together my first band, I had always watched shows. I had always watched James Brown, Ray Charles. I mean, you know, people that put on a show, a concert. I wasn't into the dancing, you know, for 4 hours, the club bands. I was into the show bands. And at the age of 17, I created my own band. And we played in a battle of the bands, our very first performance. And it was a music store to back the band for a contest. And we got a standing ovation. And we got all the equipment a band could ever think. I'm talking pro level. And that told me then, this is where I wanted to be, and I had been given a gift from God, because I always envied the band directors at school. You know, they had the power to take people that could not play and get them somehow, some way, to be able to play a complete song. And these were beginners, but he found their strengths, he found their weaknesses, and he was able to put it together so that, you know, that it could play a song. And I loved doing that. I love putting music together. And so I guess that's, you know, where my love. Acting, well, hey, guess what? An only child, yeah, you can act. You know, you learn how to act because guess what? You know, you got relatives, and the relatives are always pushovers. Don't tell them that. I hope they're not listening. But that's where the acting came in, is that, you know, you're always the good child. You know, you're never sneaky. You don't lie. You know, and you always have that want look on your face, like, you know, I want something, and, you know, hey, I'm an only child, and, you know, you can do that for me, can't you? And they'd come around and do and do and do, you know. And I guess that's why they say, you know, to this day, I'm spoiled. You can't tell that, can you, Poetic?
Of course I can, buddy. I just wanted you to know. Anyway, we got Cher. Cher is also in the play. Cher, welcome to Hip Hop National. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, thank you.
Cher, tell us what it is that you do. Why is it that you do it?
Well, I started taking acting classes around the age of 10. So basically, I've always been very observational. I've always been interested in human behavior and learning about different people. I was born in New Jersey, and I moved from there to a more suburban area, so it was just that shift from, you know, this type of environment and how people act socially to a different type of environment and how people act there. But I think that kind of made me gravitate towards it because I was always, you know, imitating people, and since I didn't know anybody, since I was new, it's kind of what I did on my own, so... You know, I've always watched shows and TV things and like that, so I always wanted to get involved in it. So I told my mom to put me in acting classes, and she would drive me to downtown Atlanta because I'm from Alpharetta, Georgia. She would drive me to downtown every weekend, and I'd take classes, and that's kind of where it all started. And then when I moved to Florida when I was 15, that's when I continued on with it, and I got involved in shows in high school, and ever since then I've been continuing to do it.
Awesome. Okay, and I'm gonna go to area code 404-623. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and do you have a comment, question, or statement for tonight's topic?
My name is Chief Newgrove. I'm calling out of Fort Worth, Texas.
What is your name?
Chief Newgrove. I'm an artist calling out of Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
I don't
it's
have
a kid
any comment. Keith Newgrove.
Keith Newgrove. Oh, so is it okay if I call you Keith?
No, you call me Chief.
Keith, right?
Chief, as in Chief Indian.
Chief.
Oh, Chief. Chief. Okay, Chief.
I want to Kano the Grape Artists.
Okay. Great.
Yes,
Thank you for calling in. Now, do you have a comment or question or statement for tonight's topic?
I have a question. I mean, what's the topic about?
Tonight, we're talking about how getting involved in local plays could increase your exposure. Stay tuned because tonight it will expand how you think of yourself as an artist. It's beyond, it's stepping outside of the box and stepping into the world of entertainment. That's what we talk about tonight. Even though it's titled, How Getting Involved is in Local Plays Could Increase Your Exposure. And we're going to get down to the nuts and bolts to what is it that this topic is really about tonight. So, Chief, you said Chief Nuvo?
No, New Growth.
New Growth?
Yeah, New Growth.
All right, Chief New Growth. Stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National. Tonight's episode is brought to you by A.G. Wells, Why Am I Single? That's the play that we're talking about. It's the big thing down here impacting South Florida right now. So definitely y'all want to stay tuned and stay locked and stay loaded. Keep it where you got it. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back in a moment.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Play. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
Then what that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Because I like good gum.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That old lady.
Ooh.
You.
If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to hiphopnationalradio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And National Radio. And tonight we're talking about how getting involved in local plays could increase your exposure. But before we get back into the topic, let me tell you, we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to present to the inside circle of the music business. We're in this business to help you make music and make money, teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. It's about taking your craft to a different level. We are that marketing firm. We want to be your media team. Contact us at 954-461-3398. You need some assistance, and we can help. We can talk to you about some marketing techniques in which we have come about to help you launch your craft even further among fans. That's what we do right here on Hip Hop National. Tonight we're talking about how getting involved in local plays could increase your exposure. Before we went to the break, I went around and I asked everybody, what is it that made them get into this thing? Well, my question is, the next question I have is, why did you feel that everybody else should be involved in what you do? Why is it that you feel that you got to get on stage to show out? Because that's what it's about. You all know it. I know it. We all like that little spotlight. I'm going to Shanteria first. Shanteria, what made you say, I have to share this with everybody?
Well, you know what? For me, I think it's a life-changing experience. When I get on stage, I want someone to be touched. I want them to walk away and say, wow, I've been through that situation, and, you know, it just helped free me. Or either I want someone to say, dang, you know, I always wanted to be an actress or a model. And, you know, she came from my neighborhood. And if she's able to do it, then I can do it. So, you know, I want others to be able to believe and dream that they are capable of doing the same thing. And at the same time, you're having fun. You get to be other people. You know, you get to, you know, be other characters. Things that you wouldn't normally do, you get to be that in acting. Or either someone you always wanted to be, you get a chance to become that person. So I think it's such an awesome experience, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I really enjoyed doing it, and, you know, meeting different people and traveling. This is something I always wanted to do, and I'm doing it now. So I'm just so grateful and humble.
Awesome. Thank you, Shanteria, for sharing that with us. Kano the Great, tell me what it is. Now you decided that these are the things that you wanted to do. What made you want to share it with the world?
I just want to share just a message. Just a simple man, you know, just a simple man out here. And just to bring joy or happiness to other people's lives so they can relate to. That's pretty much that in a nutshell. I don't know what it is. Just being an entertainer, you had to have some sort of passion inside to entertain other people. So with that said, it's just something in life that you would, you know, just a message you can make out to people. You know, people inspire.
Now I got to ask you, Kano, do you perform on a regular?
Not back in the day I did. Now I'm a little bit more mellow. But I always had a passion for plays and stuff, because I used to go, when I was in school, I always wanted to join the play, you know, the little play club that they had, you know what I'm saying, when they put on plays and stuff. I just think it's interesting to see other people act, especially people that you actually know, act in a role that's different from what they are. So I've been on stage a couple times. Like back in the day, it's been about maybe 13 years. But I do remember that point in time when I did get up there. I mean, the butterflies in my stomach and my nerves, you know. I was having doubts at first, like, can I do this? Can I do this? You know, then when it comes for you to go out there and actually perform, and then that kind of takes a sideline in a sense. You actually get up there and do it, and then you don't think nothing of it. So that's the beauty of it. Yeah, the first time I did it, I mean, I was scared. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I was scared. But it got comfortable after a while.
Okay, Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us, my man. So let's go on to Sister Watermelon.
Yes.
Sister Watermelon, what made you feel that you had been practicing all along and getting out in front of your family and entertaining them, making them laugh and stuff, what made you think that it was good enough to put it on stage and you were prepared and ready to make it happen? You have the floor.
I think the reason why I chose to put my gifting out on the line is because I always enjoy to make people laugh. I always enjoy them seeing the happiness and the bubbly spirit that I have, because anybody to know me is to love me. Because of the comedy and joy that I enjoy, you can tell that I enjoy what I do. And I just put myself out there so other people can see that laughing is a medicine and it heals wounds. So I just want them to feel that. So that's something that I enjoy doing, and that's why I put myself out there to be displayed.
And you do a very good job at it, too. I'm glad that I had a chance to experience your acting ability. Shantira, I had a
Thank
chance
you.
To experience yours as well. So just wanted to say to both of you guys, ladies, that I enjoy it. All right. Cher, same question.
Same question. For me personally, I always feel like I have to kind of give honor to the character. Like, if nobody else is there to do it, you know, it's showing the story to other people and exposing it to other people. Like, whoever's doing the role, like, if I see a role and I connect to it, I feel like I can add something to it. And, you know, people are going to be able to relate to it. And, you know, people can see, you know, I try and be the person that the character is on stage. So I pretty much try and just focus on the character and do the best that I can do to honor the character.
All right. And we're going to go to area code 561-376. Welcome to Hip Hop National. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your contribution to tonight's topic, how getting involved in local plays could increase your exposure. You now have the floor.
Hi, Don. My name is Pianca Nutton. I'm calling from Deerfield Beach, Florida. Yes, I'm right now participating in a play called Why Am I Still Single? It's with A.G. Wells Production. I'm a local actor. I started out years ago in print. Then I stopped for a while. Then I, you know, I got the bug again, so I chose to get back into acting. So I started taking some workshops and some intensive on-camera workshops, and then I got back into theater. I met A.G. Wells, and he told me about the play that he was putting together, his production company, and it's been very therapeutic. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the stage. I have been around other actors. I spoke with other actors, and most actors have told me that in order to be a great actor, they always, always relate back to theater, that some of the greatest actors came from theater. So I chose to align myself with a great theater company, A.G. Wells Productions, you know, and to grow from there, you know, to help me grow on my craft.
Yes, I'm here. I'm just actually silencing my phone because of the traffic that's entering the building. So, well, thank you for sharing that with us, Pianchi. And, guys, the reason why I've asked these questions is because what you guys are doing as far as getting in your acting, discovering this in your childhood, transgressing into getting in front of the stage, in front of the people, it takes overcoming what we all know as stage fright. Now, I got to ask you guys about the nervous jitters that you have. Is it a natural thing that you have these jitters when you're performing, or is it something that you will eventually overcome? Because I guess what it is there's a group of people, even rappers, singers, they want to rap, they want to sing, they want to act, they want to dance, but, and they have the abilities, but the biggest thing that they face is the monster of fear. How do you overcome the fear to step in front of the stage? Shanterius, you have the floor.
Actually, it has gotten better. You know, I used to be very jittery. But, you know, as I'm on my way to the show or before I go on the show, I listen to some music, some worship music, and that really helps calm me down and help me to stay focused. So that's my, I guess, my way of, you know, getting prepared, getting my mind, excuse me? That's my way of, you know, staying focused and getting into character. So that helps me not to be so nervous. So I encourage that. Listen to some music, something that you enjoy doing before you go on stage.
All right. Okay, and we're going to go to Kano the Great. You said you do, you have experienced it. What is it that you do to overcome the fear?
Well, it's just like anything pretty much in life. Like back in high school when I played basketball, I mean, you stepping on the stage, stepping on the court, you always have them, the early game jitters, you know what I'm saying? You're like, am I going to be able to do this today? And eventually, it just you don't really think about it once you start performing. You know, you get out there, start performing, and like before, I would have to say, you know, like before a game or before, you know, the last time I performed, you always get those butterflies in your stomach. That's just this part of it. I don't know if it's nervousness because you're ready for it. It's like the anticipation or the adrenaline rushing through you. But, you know, you always get those type of nerves in you. I mean, it's just part of being human in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're performing around other people there, you know, whether it's at a concert or it's at a game. I mean, it's just after a certain point in time, after doing it so much, you just get used to it. But you always still have that specific feeling, you know, of nervousness inside you. So
I'm going to tell you guys like this. I perform this thing every night, and I never, never get nervous. Do I, Raw Dog? I know Raw Dog can testify to that one.
Well, you know what? Now I'm going to say this. Yes, Poetic, you do get butterflies.
Oh,
and
come on,
what?
Man.
No.
Put me under the bus. I thought you was going to ride with me.
Yeah, but see, but guess what? Yes, I do. But you know what you do? You pray. See, you know, before, you know, everybody talked about when they went out there. But when I used to go out there, before I'd perform on stage, I would ask God, be with me. If I fall, please pick me up. If I faint, please carry me. You know, and so the thing about it is that, you know, the butterflies are Murphy's Law. What can go wrong, shall go wrong, may go wrong. You know that old phrase. And so there's where the butterflies come in. You know, it's what can go wrong that I can't control. And hopefully God help me control, no matter what, you know, because I've been on stage when malfunctions went wrong, when things went wrong. And that's when we had to twist the music. We had to change the music. We couldn't let the people in the audience know that there was an issue or something it was malfunctioning. And so, you know, it's funny because you want to be the best you can be. And I think that's where the butterflies are. You want to be the best you can be and not less than that. And, you know, whether you're sick, whether, you've got stress from home or you know, you've got love problems, you know, with your mate or what have you, you still have to go out there and be that character, whether you're the rapper, the musician, the actor or what have you. And so it's a point, you know, when the lights go on, the character comes out. You know, that's the way it was for me, you know, and with the bigger talent that we would play with, I realized it was the same with them. You know, even when you get to a higher level, they still have the butterflies. It's not, you know, they don't show it, but that's why they have to concentrate in what they're doing and how well they're doing it. You know, it's a job. Acting is a job. You know, playing the music, it's a job. You know, and to do that job, you've got to be on point. And the nerves and what have you, yeah, because the effort, you want to be on point. You want to be the best you can be. And that's what, that, you know, the butterflies, that's just, the, you know, how they say geeing up to be the best. You know, you're getting rid of all the doubt and you're going for it. So that's the way I see it. Isn't that what I tell you before every show? Don't worry. Let's just make it happen.
And I have those butterflies every time. Man, Rod, they're not here yet. You know, blah, blah, blah. Don't worry.
And I try to always say to you,
don't worry.
Just
pray like you normally do.
Yeah.
Everything's going
to
be all right.
Well, I don't have to tell you to pray. I don't have to tell you to pray. You start off the show, and then you start praying. I pray before I talk to you so I can boost you up.
All right. Sister Watermelon. Butterfly.
Yes, yes.
When you get up on that stage to do side effects and do this, why am I still single? What comes into your belly button first? Do you have those fears of facing the crowd?
Yes, I do. I honestly have to say I do. I have to pray first, and before I pray, I get real, like, feel weak, and I feel like I'm going to throw up, and all of a sudden, I got to go to the bathroom.
Don't tell all our secrets.
TMI, Sister Watermelon, TMI. That's just too
You're
much
by
of
yourself.
A thing.
Well, I just have to be honest. It's just
What's
something that happens
that?
To me.
It's showtime. We all lined up in Brother's bathroom. I seen it.
All right. Sister Cher, talk to me.
I definitely get nervous. And I have to do things right before I go on. I kind of talk to myself. I breathe. I do stretches.
You talk to yourself?
Anything to kind of... Well, yeah, I try and, pump myself up.
Do other people see you doing that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is that one of your multi-personalities?
That's when they take you out running.
Are you tripping?
They like you. I think my family already thinks I'm crazy, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Do you take a pill for that?
No,
well,
no,
man. They just take out running. They leave her alone.
When I'm
Let
house,
her
I'm
do what she's doing.
But, yeah, I think with me, the more prepared I am, there's two different types of nervousness I get. One of them is, anxious nervousness, I'm completely prepared and I'm just really excited and it's, adrenaline. And then it's the other nervous, oh, my gosh, I didn't look over my script. I don't know if I know my lines. But when I'm 100% prepared, I feel like I'm not really nervous. I'm more excited and it's like adrenaline and I just have to kind of breathe and calm myself down so that's not too antsy when I get on stage. So it's just breathing and relaxing helps.
But you know what, Poetic? There are a lot of people that talk to themselves before they go on stage. Musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll say, I can do this. I remember, I can do this. I can, yeah. What
yeah.
am I worried about? You know, it's a conversation to yourself, but it's out loud.
It's just confirmation. And don't get me wrong. It's if you didn't have that adrenaline rush, you didn't have that little bit of nervousness, you're not going to put on as good of a performance. That adrenaline
exactly.
all charge you up to give you a great performance. Other than that, it makes your Rice Krispies pop. Other than that, you're going to have a soggy bowl of Rice Krispies.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's part of the ad. But you know what? Now, I'm going to say this to you. Would you prefer to go on stage with a person that doesn't feel those emotions? You see, you know...
That's my point. That's what I was saying when I just said that. You're sharp and on the edge.
Well, but is it because they care? You see, you know, you've got to care about how your presentation is going to be looked at and accepted. That's what creates the butterflies. You know, if you went on a stage with a person that didn't get butterflies and what have you, are they subject to mess up because they're overconfident?
Way to think of it. Let's go across the board and ask that. But before I go there, I'm going to ask Pianki about your nervous jitters, and then I want you to answer. I want you to answer that question that Raw Dog just proposed. Tell us about your nervous jitters.
Well, over the period of time of being into this craft of acting and theater, I have found out that everyone gets nervous. It's nothing but it's energy, internal energy, but it's just how you harness that energy and go forward in your performance. You know, some people let it overtake them, and some people take it and channel it. And as a couple of spokespersons said, that they take it, they channel into positive energy, and they go out there and they say, you know what? So when they hit the stage, maybe a minute or 2 minutes later, the nervousness is gone, and then they beat it to their performance. You know, but I've met actors across the board, you know, and they still say they get nervous, you know, the first minute or two before they go on film or on stage, you know, because they are human.
And don't get me wrong. I think I really believe, truly believe, that adrenaline flow is what sets you up and prepare you for putting on the performance of a lifetime at that moment.
I agree.
It gives you that charge to be that performer and turn you. It's like turning on the light bulb. It's showtime. When those lights hit you, you're ready to do your thing. And then all what you were nervous about, at the end, you get to look back and say, why was I even nervous? I think I did a very good job. And the crowd confirms it with applause. That's what it's about. It's about the entertainment. Yeah. Now, I want to go around the board, and I kind of want to get you guys roll tonight. This is sponsored by AG Wells. Why Am I Still Single? And I want to get you guys roll. Just a brief synopsis of the storyline of you guys. I'm not telling you guys to give it all away because, like you say, the anticipation of the play, but we have a worldwide audience. They need a sneak preview. They need to know how to get in touch with you guys on the web somewhere, how that they can probably see this somewhere on video, some kind of sneak preview where they can get a chance to look at it. So I just want to go around the board. You guys give me just a brief synopsis of your role. But look, before we get to that, let's go ahead and take us a short break. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all keep it locked and loaded. Keep it where you got it. And do not turn your back because we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
All Ready Gear is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than T-shirts. We do business cards, padfolios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-330-180. Tell them HHNR told you to give them a call. Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you, Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Play. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
And what does that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
Ooh,
I know.
Because I like good vibes.
Yeah, Ooh. That old lady. Ooh.
You.
If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this place, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24th, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. How getting involved in local plays could increase your exposure. But before we go back into the topic, I want to let you guys know that Hip Hop National is a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to the inside circle of the music business and entertainment business. Actually, we have a magazine. If you have not checked out our magazine, go to www.hiphopnational.com. We are here for all your exposure needs, just to let you guys know. www.hiphopnational.com. If you are actor, model, entertainer in all facets, we can help support what you're trying to do out there and help get the word out about your mission. So definitely you want to lock in to Hip Hop National. Check us out. Don't make this a one-time date with us. Continue this tradition and make it a tradition and make it a part of what you do. Put it out to all your friends. Social media, this is what we're doing. I'm expecting and hoping that you guys are sharing this with your social media friends to let them know that this you're here and you're being interviewed and you're part of history in the making right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're changing the game. We're setting the standards. We're raising the bar and setting the standards or whatever. I'm messing it up. But anyway, I'm going to get back into the topic because I have to. See, I just got all nervous, guys. Just show y'all how it is. Anyway, we're going to go to Shanteria. Shanteria, give me a brief synopsis of your role in the AG Wells.
I believe the role of... Vanessa. Vanessa, she's a mother. She's a wife. She's also a minister. Her and her husband travel around the world ministering to different people. And she's kind of living a double life. And this double life, she's hiding from her friends. It's a deep secret. And will anyone find out? Will the secret be revealed? Come out November 24th, and you will see.
All right. See, I like the way she put it. Sister Watermelon, give us your role in the play.
Well, Sister Watermelon is a Sister Watermelon. She's like a church grandmother who's gonna put exposure to light, cause she don't like people lying. She like people telling the truth, so it's just gonna put a little truth in your life. So you know, like Shanteria said, come out to see the truth on the 24th of November.
All right. Share. Give us, if you care to share, share it with us. Share. I'm getting a little bored. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. My character is Erica. I'm kind of a loss to being in school. I'm trying to find answers, and pretty much I set up the entire, you know, that everything starts to come together once I come in. I'm trying to seek answers, and I don't want to give too much away, but pretty much once I come in, then you know, it's pretty much the climax of the play of me finding answers that I've been looking for a long time. So that's basically
okay.
My character, just wanted to find answers. Yeah.
And Pianki, what's your character? What is your character in the play? What role do you play?
My character is tiny. It's a small role, but it's very big in character. Come out to the play. You're really going to enjoy it, and you will want to come on the stage.
All right, guys. And I'm going to be straight up honest with you. You guys have not given me enough to say, I want to come. Okay. Very important. I want a brief synopsis of the overall play, if y'all could share with us, because I really want y'all to engage with this artist. Let them know why they need to come see it. What is the play about? Why am I still single? I'm going to Shanteria.
Well, this play is dealing with a young lady, and she's single. And, you know, everyone around her is married. But little do she know, everyone, you know, the grass may look green, but is it green on the other side? So it's just pretty much just seeing, you know, the different relationships, you know, people in ministry, you know, maybe their relationships or people, her best friends, next door neighbors. So, you know, just like Cher said, you know, I can't give out too much information, but
well,
I think
I
it will touch a lot
that.
Of different. Yeah, it would touch a lot of different relationships. I think it would help both singles as well as married couples. And at the same time, it's very funny, it's very entertaining, and also it's a healing, a healing mechanism, you know.
And
so,
I'm going to ask you,
while
your mic is open, Shanteria, how is it helping you in your exposure? What do you think you're going to gain from it?
What I'm going to gain from it, it's like the character I play. You know, I experienced that as a daughter, you know, what my daughter is going through in this play. So, you know, as a daughter, it kind of helps. makes me, you know, I understand what my mother used to go through. So it kind of helped me out, you know, playing this role, and I get a chance to see on the other side. So I think it's, you know, it's something that I never played a role I never played before. This is different from my personality, but, you know, I get a chance to become somebody else, you know. So that's how it helps me out.
Awesome. Well said. Sister Watermelon, give us a brief synopsis of what you see the play as yourself, without giving too much out. I'm not trying to get into you guys telling us the whole play, but I do want you to pique the interest of the people. Go for it.
Look, well, my character pretty much is going to disclose a lot on pastors. You know, some pastors hide things, so my role, I can't really say much because it's going to give away a lot.
Not your role. I want to know what the overall play is about, because it's say, why am I still single, and how your interaction with this single person is about. What's that about? Your family member?
Yeah. Well, I think that all singles, well as married folk, should come to see this play, because sometimes people, once they do get married, they forget about single people. And I can also, and they don't understand the realness of singleness. And by me being single, I can understand the play a lot. And it's portrayed, I would say that it will give you some answers to some things that you've been through in your life, some different hurt in different situations. So it'll bring a light on a lot of things that you may wonder and pray on and wants to get answers about.
Okay, great. See, I don't think you gave too much away, but that right there piques my interest. It makes me say, okay, that's why I like to. I got to be honest with you. I am an eyewitness of Side Effects. Awesome written play. It was captivating. It engaged the audience. It made the audience interact with the people. I heard laughter in the audience. Everybody was enjoying it. I'm looking around personally because whenever I'm in any setting, I'm looking around to see how the audience reaction is and how much they're engaged. Are you, that's important to me. I want to know, are they marketing to that audience to make them say, I want to wait, I can't wait until the next play? So I'm just letting you guys know. That's why I'm asking you guys this. Cher, it's your turn. You're in the spotlight. And guys, I know for a fact that Rebecca is listening, and I'm going to be in trouble for this. But, hey, I got to do what I got to do. Sister Cher, you got the floor.
Hi. I think Why Am I Still Single? It's basically, it's an exploration of self. Like, the main character is wondering why she's single, but at the same time, you're looking into other relationships that aren't perfect either. And it's also about, you know, her trying to figure out what she's exactly looking for in the midst of all this chaos. So it's kind of like, I think anybody can relate to it, single or in a relationship, because if you're single, you might appreciate maybe being single a little bit longer just because you realize that, you know, a lot, like, it's better to just wait and see what's in front of you, because in the play she ends up, you know, getting answers to a lot of different questions and coming up with a solution and realizing a lot of different things. But then at the same time, you also realize that a lot of people are hiding secrets. There's family drama. So it's kind of relatable on so many different levels. Like, people that have any family issues can relate to it. If you have relationship issues, it can relate to it. Or if you're going through a divorce or you're in a tough situation, you can relate to it too. So it's just everybody can find something in the play that they can take with them. And if anything, you'll laugh a lot through everything. And then you're also going to cry maybe through so much of the drama that's going on as well. So.
Wow. Okay. See, I really like that peek into the show. It was really good. Now, what do you expect to gain from it for yourself, as far as exposure?
For me, I think for me, it's the role I have is such a powerful role. And, you know, I'm not even on stage the longest time, but I really appreciate this part because it really just ties everything together. And it's kind of the point where everyone's just shocked, you know, because all of this has been going on the whole time. And, you know, everyone's laughing the whole time, but then there's a moment where it just gets really serious. And you realize that it's not a joke, that it's actually something that is hurting everyone. And it's people are getting hurt from it. So I think what I gain from it is just being able to tackle such a character that's been through so much and, you know, pushing myself in the role and getting the most out of it I can.
All right. We got A.G. Wells on deck with us. A.G. Wells, welcome to the Hip Hop National. I know it's your first time, but hey, this is about you and your play tonight. Now, you give us a real peek into what this program is about. A.G. Wells, you now have the floor. Please introduce yourself to everyone and let people know where you're calling in from and what got you into this.
My name's Antonio G. Wells. A.G. Wells, and I'm definitely excited about Why Am I Still Single. Why Am I Still Single is actually my second production that I wrote and directed. I'm excited about it. And the interesting thing is we did this before, but even after seeing it, we did it a couple years ago back in 2011. And when we did it in the cities that we did it in, it was a whole different cast. And I just felt like after we did it that time that there was so much more that could have, we could have conveyed a stronger message. We could have gotten more out of it. So as I've mulled over it after a year, I decided to get a whole new cast. With the exception of Sister Watermelon, everyone else is new. And what it did by being in the field of theater, I had the opportunity to meet a lot of gifted and talented people, and what this cast does for this production is absolutely—it's mind-blowing—and I can't wait for South Florida to have the opportunity, not just South Florida, but the other cities in the very near future that we'll have the opportunity to go to see this play, because the cast—they do such a phenomenal job, each person, of bringing the character to life, just as, you know, I envisioned it as I was writing it and creating the characters. Each person comes in, and I always say to me, Showtime is really rehearsal. You know, getting on a stage during the day of the production, you know, that's the easy part. But it's in rehearsal where, you know, we come and we sacrifice and we go hard and we deliver. They deliver. And I'm excited for South Florida to have the opportunity to see this group of gifted and talented actors bring this show to life.
Well, and what made me want to get involved, A.G. Wells, is that first play that I saw, Side Effects. I said, man, I would love to help them get the word out and expand on this. And I'm hoping to stay with you guys, be a part of your media team, help you keep taking this thing as far as we could possibly make it happen. But that's, you know, that's a conversation outside of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But definitely wanted to talk to you about some things. Wanted to ask you some questions because this is Hip Hop National. We are here for the music artists, and the purpose of the program is to kind of get them on deck, get them listening in for different things to explore themselves. Tonight's topic helped them open up their mindset to not being a one-trick pony, not just thinking of, I can rap, I can go into the studio, and then the world's ready for me. It's helped them to explore other dimensions of themselves. So tonight, I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm proposing this for the artists. Do you see a potential for the young entertainers to be a part of your production, to explore auditioning, maybe possibly in the future, maybe have a little spot for them to even rap and showcase what they do?
Can you see that as being a part of exploring the artist and expanding of what you do? I just want to know. I'm not putting you on the spot here. I'm just asking a question.
I understand, and I understand, and I respect that. I absolutely do, and I say that because, you know, one thing about arts, you know, whether it be, you know, theater, acting, singing, rapping, whatever your gift may be, you know, I think it's all inclusive, and what I mean by that is everyone has that gift and talent. If you can write a rap, if you can memorize a rap, there's some folks that I know that, you know, they spend time in the studio, they invest, they write lyrics, they do all those things, and they memorize a lot of lines. And it's so similar to theater. There's a similarity in that. So I think that the rap artist or the singer would feel at home in theater because it gives them that opportunity to expand their gift. And you're absolutely correct. I think that we should be diverse when it comes to the arts, because the arts, we shouldn't just be one-dimensional. If we desire for our territory to enlarge, we have to continue to try different things that we've never done before. That's how you grow. That's how you expand your gift. And that's how you network as well. But really, you expand your gift and you open other doors and opportunities for yourself, you know, as an artist. So you don't want to just limit yourself to one area of art. You want to kind of make it broader so that you can really begin to do things that you didn't even really imagine that you could. I meet folks all the time that say, you know, wow, you know, I've never done this before, but wow, what an experience. And that's one of the things that I love about this is I love working with folks that have never experienced theater before. Because I like to let actors, singers, artists know, rappers, whomever it may be, that they have the potential to be great. And being on the stage and being a part of this gives them that opportunity to broaden what they do, you know, and be able to see them in that light, and so that they can see that, wow, you know what, I'm good at what I do. And if I can do this, I know I can maybe think about going and auditioning for a movie or maybe even writing a production myself. I didn't see that. A lot of folks, I was just talking to someone tonight. There's five people that inspire me that's in the art. I love Tyler Perry, and one thing I love about Tyler Perry is how he transitions from theater to movies. I love Spike Lee because Spike Lee, to me, I love the way he tells stories, and he makes it so simple for everyone to understand, and you can follow the story. I love Steven Spielberg, because I like his grandeur, and the way he does his productions is huge. You know, I love John Singleton, because John Singleton knows how to come into the community and make it real, make it relevant. And I love Ice Cube. A lot of people don't know, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, I love the Lord. But at the same time, I respect the art, and I respect artists. And I love, one thing I love about Ice Cube is a rapper. When I was in high school, that used to be my favorite rapper. But one thing that he did, he transitioned. He didn't stay in one area. He went from, I saw a video of him way back in 1989, and Lady D was interviewing him and said, "Where do you see yourself at in 5 years?" He said, "I want to write movies." Some laughed when he said that. And when he said that, Lady D was like, "Wow, movies." He said, "Yeah, I want to write movies. I want to get into TV." But he was a rapper. How could that be? And I saw an interview with Ice Cube and John Singleton, and John Singleton encouraged him one day and said, "Hey, I'm listening to your raps. And when I listen to them, I feel like I'm looking at a movie. You're writing scripts. You can write your own movie." And lo and behold, all these years later, we see how Ice Cube's career has transitioned from rap to movies to TV, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's just amazing to see. So those gentlemen that I just named, those five gentlemen, they inspire me, and I love to see. And I think out of the five, Ice Cube probably is the one to encourage those artists out there that may be rappers to see how if you take your gift and you take it outside of the one area that you've been in, you can see the potential that's there in it.
Well, I can tell you right now, you just touched on notes that I definitely wanted to explore. Because I was looking up for this topic tonight, I was looking at some of the rappers that has transcend into actually acting. You got Eminem, you have Ludacris, you have T.I., you have 50 Cent. All of these guys have, and then you know you got Will Smith, Marky Mark. I mean, all of these guys have started into rap, but they've explored themselves and became pretty decent in another craft that was beyond them. And definitely. You know, that's the idea. That's the idea here, is to get them to see that there might be another entry point for you to getting involved with your local area. Happens to, you never know who is in the audience watching that can just take your career to a whole new level. Just by being a part of you. They don't know if you are the next Tyler Perry. They don't know if you are the next John Singleton. Just by being in your network, being a part of what you're doing and exploring their craft as you explore and expand upon your craft. You know, we got a caller just called in. Let's recognize the caller. See if they have a statement or question. 470-246. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, what's your contribution to the topic. Do you have a statement or question? Okay, 470-246 fell off. So anyway, I wanted to ask Pianki, what is his role in the play? Pianki, you do have the floor. Maybe he don't. Hold on 1 second. It appears that I'm having just a little bit of technical difficulties. Pianki, is this you?
Yes.
561376. Okay. What was your role in the play?
My role in the play is tiny. It's a small role, but it's a good role. It's a great role for me. I've been doing film, but I read the play when A.G. Wells presented to me. I enjoyed it. You know, the play touched on a multifaceted characters. It's very human. You know, it touched on the human quality, everyday problems, and that's really why I wanted to be a part of this play. You know, because it touched on many different issues in the community, and it brings it home. You know, this play actually hit the nail on the head, and that's really why I wanted to get involved with it.
I'm here talking to myself. I actually was on mute. I apologize, guys. Question: Do you see, as far as exposure for yourself, do you see this taking you to a different level, being in your acting career? Possible, maybe can get you some other roles as well, being a part of something like this.
I guess because theater and being a part of this production help you explore your inner character. You know, one thing you find out, especially doing theater, once you go on that stage, there's no going back doing a retake. There's no reshoot. It's just you putting it all on the line, going out there doing it. You know, it's different from film. With film, you know, they do retake. But with theater, you have one shot, and you have to continue. Now you miss a line, you continue on. You can't say stop, excuse me, you know. And I really enjoy it. I enjoy this play. I enjoy the production, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping to see all you guys come out.
Oh, okay. And, all right, guys, I just wanted to let you guys know. Hip Hop National is, like I said, is a marketing firm. And right now, A.G. Wells is one of our sponsors. Tonight, and this program was about the play. But although it was about the play, it was about for you to get information about how you can diverse yourself into other things to make you more marketable. I got to ask you this, A.G. Wells, in closing, and I want to ask you as far as, do you guys put out media press releases? Do you put out flyers?
Yes, we do, definitely.
You put out marketing materials, right?
Definitely, yes.
And I noticed some faces on the flyer. Are these people that's actually in the play?
No, they're not. What we do is I work with a couple of graphic designers. And what we do is when we sit down and I go over the vision with them, for the most part, I try to get them, the gentleman that I work with, to find something that fits the vision, that best fits what's going on in my mind and what I see. And so when I explain it, with side effects, we got a lot of good feedback from the flyer. We chose the side effects and Why Am I Still Single, but specifically side effects. When I talk about the complexity of the character or what's going on, and they're able to look and say, you know what, how you like this, how does it, I'm like, that's perfect. That's just how I see it. You know, with Why Am I Still Single flyer with a young lady with her hands thrown up and question marks flying all around her. And that really speaks to what's going on in the main character's life and in the play with all the questions and all the you know, some unanswered, some answered, et cetera. You know, and the same is true with the press release. The press release, it gives us the opportunity to let the world know about the actors that's in it, first of all, because we do recognize the actors in the press release. But we're able to tell the world about the play, you know, and about the storyline. It's almost like a teaser to put it out there, folks read it, to intrigue them, to encourage them, I should say, to want to come out and see it. Like, wow, this is what it says in the press release. What is this play really about? What is it like? And so those are two things that we definitely utilize.
I guess the reason why I ask that is because I know marketing materials goes out. That means you are seeking to gain an audience, bring new people in at all points, all times, even bringing in media people, possibly on the newspaper, the local news stations. You're trying to get them there when you do those media releases. I suppose that's the purpose. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're correct.
Okay. So with that said, in closing, I'm just letting you guys know, when you are become a part of getting involved in a local play, possibilities is there. It's when preparedness meets opportunity, when success happens in your life. I'm going to go to A.G. Wells. I want to go to everybody on the panel, but we have to go into our music portion of the song, the program. A.G. Wells, do me a favor. Close out with us and tell us how to go to this play, you know, how they can get involved and stuff like that. You got the floor.
Okay. Well, definitely. Tickets for this play, actually up until this Saturday, all this week, we had a special promotion that we were doing this week, and actually November 9th, Saturday, November 9th is the last day where you can actually get tickets, individual tickets for $10. If you would like to purchase a ticket for the show at that rate, you can call 954-200-2839 to secure those individual tickets. Again, we're doing that up until November 9th, so give us a call. 954-200-2839. Now, the tickets, generally, other than the special that we're doing this week, they are $15 at the door. I'm sorry, $15 online and $25 at the door. And to purchase tickets online, you can go to www.coralspringscenterfortheArts.com. So, again, I'll say that website again. To purchase your online ticket for $15, it's www.coralspringscenterfortheArts.com. And so you go online, you can purchase your tickets for Why Am I Still Single at $15. At the door, it's $25. So you definitely can do that. It's a beautiful theater. You'll really enjoy the facility as well as the production as well.
Okay. in last words, guys, I want to say thanks to everybody who have made this show possible tonight. I was entertained. I had fun with everyone. Just to let you guys know, and it's my apology that I can't go around the block with everybody, but I want to say thank you, and definitely tune in again. I think you'll like what we do here at Hip Hop National. It's about not only the artists, it's about your industry as well. We have all kinds of topics. In fact, we've had the producers of Spider-Man, Benjamin Button, and Harry Potter on this program as well, the music producers. So I'm just trying to tell you it's happening right here at Hip Hop National. Stay with us. Keep it locked. Keep it loaded. It's a lot happens right here. Dr. AT, take it away. Dr. AT, take it away.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song right here on Hip Hop National Rail, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalrail.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Rail. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell them about me. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the West Coast, exactly where the sun set. Rose out the womb full of life and I defeated death. Parents got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister, and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't drip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the South Side, yeah. When I first arrived, they observed my whole town. My southern hospital, let's see.
Nice guy.
Plus they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feeling records now the city claim me. That's West Coast down south, Midwest East. I'm the one my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, got the room the man at the sea. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could say I'm more, but I'll leave it as a D. If you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Help you to get to know a little more about me. Help you to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Dr. AT,
ER Crew.
Let's go, go, go. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. But I'ma take it slow. Me on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. Still rock big shoes with procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two-step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I gotta have a dark color cup, it's pink. You've been linked. She got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. The only dance floor, I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. Dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do, so let's do. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Two-step double. I'm so out of control, like Damon Letterman. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you getting loose, coming out too close. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. About to take the party over another side of the club. Just one true love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. It's two-step double, now you two-step for me. And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. Two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Next on deck, Sam OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream up there. Yo, tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me
what
baby.
You dream. Roscoe
Fettuccine.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo, let's go. Anything you can think of, house on the hill with the chandelier.
Next on deck, G-Squad marching.
There will be marching. With our song. Song will be singing. In the east. Song will be gathering. Way in the west. Song will be shouting. Way in the north.
They will be marching. Way down south. They will be
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on, come on. Make it.
Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless through stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
Two steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I'll be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and hell, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you through stained-glass blue.
Stained-glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun. In the river of light, we're forever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity, or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me, the devil's so alluring. Always trying to influence me, but I'm strong so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring, he's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb.